Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue a series of conversations about fakes, forgeries, and lost or misattributions.
Yehuda Hanani, we've been talking about fakes in music over these weeks. In some cases, people think it's charming, but in other cases, people really get ticked off.
Well, I just listen, Alan. I only listen, and I judge by what I hear. We are seeing that putting false labels in article of clothes, in shoes, in Rolex watches, to satisfy the snob appeal, goes back centuries. And it goes back to putting false labels inside violins and cellos. So knockoffs in fashion, as well as knockoffs in the art world. How many fake Rembrandts have been removed from prestigious museums in disgrace? Is it the work or the signature that decides the merit? We keep coming to this question because this is really the main question here. There is an entire criminal ring of false antique markets. False fragments of the Dead Sea Scrolls and nails from the cross and chips of wood from the cross and a thriving fake Chinese antique market. And of course, an army of authenticators, specialists, to make a living telling you whether you were duped or you made a good investment. In the Baroque era, reworking someone else's composition was not a sign of theft, but it was a sign of admiration.
Sure.
A tribute. I mean, you admired someone's work. So Bach rewrote 17 of Vivaldi's violin concerti, arranged them from violin to harpsichord, and signed his name to them as a recreation, which they are. We are now in the pre-copyright law period, of course. Copyright did not exist. Another virtuoso cellist from the turn of the century, Gaspar Casado, a Spaniard, wrote a very attractive work in the Baroque style. It's a toccata, and shamelessly attributed it to Frescobaldi, even putting the dates 1583 to 1644 of the life of Frescobaldi's under the name. In tiny print, in the corner, it says, arranged by Gaspar Casado, which of course is a hoax. He wrote the piece. It's a grandiose, very effective fake. And toccata comes from the Italian toccare, which means to touch, sure, touching the keys of the organ, displaying virtuosity. So let's enjoy this genuine fake.
Information about the music shared during Classical Music According to Yehuda is posted along with each segment at wamc.org/roundtable. To learn about Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.